This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly Nature Notes for the Hearts Advertiser. The nature on our doorstep needs a voice. Will you speak up for it? I should probably have taken the hint. Walking out into the garden recently, an unprecedented flock of 30 or more crows raucously greeted me from the treetops at the bottom of the garden. Cawing and croaking, these big black birds clung clumsily to the topmost branches and twigs, jostling and flapping to stay balanced in a constant flurry of feathers. There is always something ominous about crows. They are, after all, carrion crows, the vultures of the bird world, always watching for scraps and weakness that might mean their next meal. Their presence did not unnerve me, but did remind me of their long association in folklore, along with their cousins, the rooks and ravens, as omens of ill. Perhaps this is why the collective noun for a flock is a murder of crows. It is not a history I take too seriously, but it is perhaps fitting that I should find myself, somewhat reluctantly, addressing one of the great sadnesses of loving the natural world. Anyone who loves nature and who regularly gets out to engage with it will sooner or later, and probably sooner, realise that it is under threat from many sides. Last month I wrote about my local patch, Tittenhanger Gravel Pits, and the sense of ownership and enjoyment I have from having visited the site regularly for nearly 30 years. I had not expected to be writing about Tittenhanger again so soon, but events have conspired to compel me to put pen to paper. I know that my love for the area is shared by many, not just birdwatchers, but dog walkers, cyclists, horse riders, and many people who just enjoy being out in the countryside. It was with considerable shock, then, that I discovered an axe hangs over the future of Tittenhanger Gravel Pits, threatening to destroy it and its wildlife forever. The axe takes the form of neighbouring Hartsmere Borough Council's local plan for development for growth, providing more housing and jobs over the next 15-plus years. While that in itself does not sound like a bad thing and is driven by the need to meet government targets, the consequences for the greenbelt land of which Tittenhanger is part would be catastrophic. The proposed garden village for 4,000-plus homes would swamp the Tittenhanger area, effectively connecting London Coney with Coney Heath in a new urban sprawl of an additional 6 kilometres squared. Beneath this site would lie the memory of one of Hertfordshire's best sites for birds and home to a huge variety of other flora and fauna. Badgers, deer, foxes, butterflies and orchids. Most significantly, with the loss of both Tittenhanger and Courser's farms, the nationally important colony of tree sparrows would also vanish. The tree sparrows are red-listed species, meaning that following their population crash since the 1970s, they are now of greatest concern conservation-wise. I know from the many visitors that I have guided to the tree sparrow hedge at Tittenhanger that people come from far and wide just to see the sparrows. For the regulars at Tittenhanger, tree sparrows are seen most visits. But for most people in most of the UK, they are absent. Tree sparrows are, of course, just one species amongst many. I walked around Tittenhanger Gravel Pits this Sunday, and the site excelled itself. Not only did I record 76 different species of bird, the RSPB's flagship reserve Minsmere in Suffolk would struggle to match this, but also among them was a magnificent osprey migrating south, two rare gull species and four species of wader. In April, when numbers are swelled by migrating birds, it is possible to record well over 100 species in the month. There is no doubting Tittenhanger's credentials when it comes to birds, but it is much more than that. For many people, it is the little piece of wilderness away from the hustle and bustle of built-up areas, a place with wide-open views where the march of the seasons can be witnessed, sometimes exhilarating, sometimes serene, but different every day. It is a place to breathe and to have one's state of mind changed for the better, as, if you allow it, nature will always find a way of surprising you, be it in the distraction of a beautiful flower, the watchful stare of a hunting fox, or the noisy pandemonium, as on Sunday, of an unexpected osprey sending every bird skywards in a panic. So this is a heartfelt plea to take a moment to look at the proposals, and most importantly, express your views.